This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, what a time to be alive. And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say this title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Patty, hello. Congrats. You didn't fuck it up. I'm very proud of you. I don't know if you saw Shelby. Shelby posted the betting lines for this week's podcast. Yeah, and one of them was Patty fucks up the intro, and it was -1,000, which is very hurtful.
All right, let's see these betting lines. Now I'm going to be on on top of it.
I find gambling so unappealing, like on sports and things, that I truly don't understand, like American gambling lines. Like I don't understand like what
Puritan.
That means. I don't. Is that good or bad? Is that meaning? Does that say it's likely that I'm going to do it?
-1,000 means it's like definitely going to happen. Where you would, in order to make $100, you would need to bet $1,000.
Yeah, that's what that means. American betting odds are insane. That's an insane way to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, I quit the show.
So. Now that I know that, I'm out.
Yeah. Good lord. Not good.
Shelby has added a new anguish scream to the soundboard.
That's the guy from the little. That's the Little Caesars guy, I think. Right.
Yeah. Shelby's just down in hell.
Caesar.
Down in hell.
That's
with
Little
a boom
Caesar.
Mic. It's from a Little Caesars ad where the guy breaks his arm to pay for the Little Caesars. It's a lot of lore that probably wasn't necessary. But yeah, Shelby gathers all his anguish from the fires of hell down there like a nature photographer. Let's see. Well, there's one about what number I'm going to read, and I think it's going to be right. Shelby's caught on to my strategy of I usually just take number 2 and number 4 because it's nice and easy, but now I've been exposed. So, you know, now you know. Now I'm going to have to switch it up. Who knows what could happen? 3, 5, 1? Any of the other ones? My God.
Otani's translator hit it big. Hit it real big on this bet.
Yeah. Well, if Otani's
That's
translator
my topical
been,
reference.
If Otani's translator had been hitting it big, it would have been probably less of a problem, right?
Like, that's true.
Otani's translator makes
millions
of dollars.
They just caught him too soon. They caught him too soon, you know?
Yeah, they gotta give him a... You can get a probationary period, let him make it back, right?
Let him make it back! Let him make it back. You'll be fine.
Is the rumor that it wasn't him, he was doing it for Otani? What's the goss? What's the hot? I was going to say hot milk, but that's not a saying for gossip. I don't know.
What's the hot milk?
What's the hot milk, Kat?
Hot milk.
Serve us up the cream. What's the bubbling cream tonight?
Well, the scuttlebutt, word on the street, by which I mean I overheard two comedians talking about it at a bar. Is that it is possible that he was doing it for Otani. But I don't know. I don't know anything about any of this.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is, I'm sure, impeccably sourced.
They have deep
connections in the Dodgers organization and or law enforcement, federal law enforcement.
It's two comedians, which means it's both been heard and confirmed. That's ready to go. Fired out. Get it out there. Sources say. Multiple sources.
Say. Yeah.
Yeah, we're a sports podcast mostly, so that's why people tune in. I think, you know,
not exceptionally well handled. The way this has been.
Sources are saying this was not exceptionally well handled.
Yeah, you know. Well, I already blew. Sure.
What you
I blew
want
a march.
People to actually think based on the way they went did that. It's like we'll have them do a whole interview. We offer him to do an interview where he explains that, and then they disavow it hours later and say he's a liar, he's lying, and I've been stolen from. It's like, okay.
Well, you run into a real problem when it's your interpreter, because you know you can't. They do the interview, and they're like, "Well, your interpreter said that you were saying that he was a cool guy and everything was fine."
Look, like, no. They run into this exact problem multiple times in Shogun, so I was prepared for this. Because, like, all of a sudden your translator is telling the emperor you're a pirate and it's all over for you, you know?
Gotta do more screening with the translators. Gotta make sure they're not, they don't have, you know, ulterior motives. I was going to say, I blew a March Madness bracket and possibly speed run. Absolute fastest blown bracket of all time. Yeah, what you do is you pay $15 to get into a bracket and then you don't realize that they do that and they start playing in the middle of the day for some reason. So I just... I'm no longer allowed to enter anything into an empty bracket.
I'm not sure that I would consider that a blown bracket. Yeah, that's not really, it wasn't ever assembled to be blown or busted.
Look, why would
you just
they
gave someone
noon?
$15 is what happened.
Yeah, just fed it into the pot. You know, the classic.
I just wanted them to have my email.
Mm-hmm. A classic gambit, you know? Put in the ante and then fold before any cards are dealt. Just not
Look,
feeling
if-
confident.
If for some reason half the teams forfeit, you're not having to share that pot with anyone else. So that's exciting, you know?
Yeah, I think, I would. Everybody would have to draw, and then I would win big. No winners this year.
Is this a friend thing, or is this a like a CBS Sports type deal?
A friend of a friend, just far enough that I feel bad asking for the money back.
Illegal book. Yeah, that's right. I have a friend of a friend who's doing some illegal bookmaking. That's right.
Right. That's what this is. It's not real money. It's V-Bucks. It's all Fortnite V-Bucks.
Okay.
Retcon it.
I'm doing March Madness with a bunch of 13-year-olds for Fortnite V-Bucks.
Yeah, it's me and a bunch of 13-year-olds. I'm going to have to buy them all Goku skins because I forgot to fill out my fucking bracket. But yeah, things not devastating financial news for yours truly. Down $15 by noon today. Markets
on the ropes.
Markets trending south on my $15 investment. But yeah, I don't think there's much hope of me figuring it out because I don't watch basketball really. So I didn't realize there's like 64 teams. That's a lot of even just guessing. That's a lot of guessing.
It's a lot of choices.
It's still a lot
to
of
make,
work.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of buttons to push. You know.
Basketball is like the one regular sport that I can watch without getting bored. It's like, it's made for a stupid American with a short attention span. Like there's a reason it's popular here. Cause like they score every 15 seconds. It's very exciting.
You made friends with and then made enemies of every basketball fan with the space of about 10 seconds. It's the only one I like because it's for idiots and fools.
I'm a dumb slob. I don't pay attention to things. So it's for me. And everyone who likes it is like me.
It's not for idiots. And I like it because like the players have like noticeable personalities. Like I like that about it. But it is for people who want instant gratification. Like that is... definitely what it's for.
I'm the guy who reacts to every basket scored the way that you react to a goal being scored in the World Cup.
Losing my voice every basketball game because I'm going apeshit every time they score a basket.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like that's almost the exact reason I've never been able to get into it is that it's like I feel like I know they do. But I feel like the first three quarters are just like so back and forth that nothing matters.
Yeah,
it all comes down to the end.
They kind of don't matter. Well, that's why like I can only I like watching it, but only if I have put money on it. Because then it's like then it feels like the first few
also,
quarters
your
have
hometown
stakes
team
because
sucks.
It's my money.
Also,
what's
my hometown
team? Oh, your hometown.
The Wizards.
Team.
Yeah, they're not good, and they're called the Wizards, which isn't never been great. But
I thought you would have liked that. You're like a pro Wizard kind of guy.
Yeah, but not for that. I need my fucking spheres separated. I can't, you know.
Should
I have enough
the
fantasy shit, and then you don't want to be like a fantasy guy, and then you're like, they're like, "Do you like sports?" They're like, "I like the Wizards." It's like, God,
that's
get
true.
Out of here.
Yeah,
fucking gross.
Washington Wyverns.
Yeah,
Wyverns.
They used to be the Bullets, which was cool, sick. But that was not. Then it was like, well, there's a lot of crime, so.
Which was such a shitty thing, because like by changing by having a very high murder rate and changing the name of your team, it's like you think that the murder rate is going to be so. You're like, well, it's never going down. It's like, right. Why don't you have some hope that this won't be a murder capital, and not worry so much about? I mean, it still wouldn't, but you know, Bullets, whatever.
It's like
fine.
How they had to change the gun emoji. It's the same.
Oh, yeah, the squirt
Same
gun.
Same thing. That... Wokeness is what I'm trying
What's
to
What's next? They're going
to
cancel Bullet Bill from Mario, huh?
Yosemite Sam is now just has knives or something. He's just a butterfly knife guy.
He just squirts a squirt gun at your feet to make you dance. Yeah. It's bullshit.
Right. How's that going to stop somebody from tailgating you, huh? I don't think. Come on.
He's going to do nothing. I mean, the emoji change of to a squirt gun was like insulting. Like to everybody.
Yeah, that sucked. That's like, where everything
that's
went
just
wrong.
Truly. It felt like I was being spoken down to do that. It's like, come on.
Is that a threat? No, it's a squirt gun. Okay, it's a squirt gun. Okay.
They should call them the Billets, and the mascot is a big invoice.
The Billets?
Yeah, because of the national debt.
Wordplay. Okay. Well, I was like, also, but billet is a word. So I was like, isn't that like an uncarved piece of wood or something? I was like,
The Bills
of Lading. Is an uncarved piece of wood.
Yeah, that's what they play like, a damn uncarved piece of wood.
Okay.
Can't shoot. I don't watch them, but, you know, they're
quite
bad.
A good sports podcast.
Number one in the nation, you know. Athletic is working on a big deal with us.
We're getting acquired.
Yeah, we're being acquired. We're breaking news right here. They're getting rid of all their other sports podcasts because we cover all of it so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, consolidate.
Eat your heart out, weird barstool guys.
Yeah.
Man, it's us now.
So much money.
It's us now.
That's our slogan.
Announcement from Barstool, press release. It's us now. It's these guys now. Enjoy. Yeah.
I feel like if that scenario arose, we would be murdered. They would kill us. They would come to our house and kill us.
If somehow everyone else like was required to go away, like they weren't allowed to keep making stuff, yeah, I guess. I mean,
they'd kill us. The Barstool people would find us and murder us.
The Stoolies, yeah, I don't know. I know that they have all sorts of different podcasts and stuff, and they have like, I know people like Pardon My Take and that, but it's like I always imagine a Barstool podcast just being like a guy describing a hot lady. Just like, all right, everybody, here we go.
It's She's every
got
week.
Hands out. Ooh, yeah.
Every week, it's a guy describing a different poster of a lady on a car. And it's about 20 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And he has to stop when he gets too aroused.
Yeah.
That's the podcast.
Which is also our Patreon, weirdly enough. So
that's
sign
true.
Up for that.
I was going to say, you're describing. What are we describing here?
Yeah, $5 a month, you can hear one of us, we spin a wheel, one of us describes a poster of a woman on the hood of a car for 20 minutes. But yeah, the real episodes. Check it out. Pay $5 a month. Get a bunch of bonus episodes. Also, we plugged this last week, but if you don't know, our Instagram is very active now. We're posting lots of reels and clips that you can share with your loved ones and acquaintances. So follow that at What a Time Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, accidentally put a link to one in a work email. Give it a shot.
Put it in your SIG. Throw that in the signature.
Yeah, put it in your SIG.
Yeah. Hey, are you? If you're on a forum BB, put our podcast in your SIG, please. Next to the, one of the ladies from Evangelion. Put us under there. Put us in there.
Send it to everybody who is in your phone, even if you don't know why they're in your phone. You know, just get it out there.
We should hire some of those scammers to start just texting random people, being like, hey, Martha, forgot to send you that podcast link I was talking about the other night. Here it is. And then it's our podcast.
Lovely Robert, or whatever that guy's name is. Beautiful Robert.
Sweet Dave.
Sweet Dave, my spy king. Send me more photos of the secret room.
Lovely Robert. Not close.
Lovely Robert.
Lovely Robert.
That's what he is in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him Lovely Robert. No pet names in public. I told you. Stop calling me Lovely Robert. It's like the most unsettling couple you'd ever meet on a cruise. This is my husband, Lovely Robert. Okay. Mm. Well,
it's
overboard.
very, remember those like weird Jeff Bezos texts that leaked where he was like, I love you, alive girl? That's what it reminds me of. Man.
Oh, God.
I hadn't thought about those in a minute.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's a real bummer.
Horrible
it's
little
like very
stuff.
Upsetting to think about.
That inevitably makes me think of the and there's like the Salman Rushdie ones where he's like, you so hot with like 10 T's. It's just like, okay,
I have a bit about that.
Amazing
I like
author.
Have never forgotten it. It's Salman Rushdie, fucking Man Booker Prize winner, Letter U looks so gorgeous and hot with 9 T's to some like New York, like a New York Post socialite, like one of those ladies. She had like a Bravo reality TV show, like before you could get famous from those. That's who he was texting.
I'll say not the energy, but I'm on hit. Like, thank you for doing that, because whenever people text me with correct pronunciation, I think they are so mad at me that it makes me scared. So.
Call me now, like, please, period.
If people, like, write a full sentence to you, you feel like you're in trouble.
Capital N, nice to see you last night, period. What happened?
What did I do? Yeah.
What has happened?
Did I kill your dog? Like, why are you treating me this way?
Please give me a call, period.
Type it out. Yeah, just shouldn't just be a flurry of activity, you know?
I used to have a joke about that, too, about how I dated a guy who was like quite a bit older than me a few years ago, and every text he sent me, I thought he was breaking up with me, because full sentences and so many ellipses. Like, what is happening? That's just how older people text.
Sitting in my drawing room thinking of you, dear.
Yeah, it was very spooky.
Enjoying a snifter of fine brandy on this night. I don't know. It was Edgar Allan Poe's ghost that you were dating.
But quite a bit older than me. Yeah,
quite a bit older. Quite a bit deader.
Oh, dear. Can't talk about texts from famous people in tech and stuff without the Elizabeth Holmes, like, big long, I love you, tiger. God. And the guy just says, okay.
Thumbs up.
Brutal.
Yeah. Liked your message.
I feel like if I were her, and those
Bill O'Reilly ones where he mentions falafel.
Oh, well, that was a voicemail, to be fair. That was a harassing voicemail.
A little bit more context here.
That was the subject of a massive legal settlement, I believe. Yeah. So, yeah.
The Elizabeth Holmes ones, though, I think about those a lot, because it's like, I feel like if I were her and I knew I was going to go to trial, and I, like, this, the, like, obviously my scam was going to come out, but I think my main worry would be they're going to subpoena those texts and it's going to be part of the public record.
Just be like, settle, like, immediately. It's like the second that comes in the mail.
Blank check. Here you go. Let's end this tonight.
Do not contact Sonny Balwani.
I think that
it's not like he's my co-conspirator in any of this.
Right.
He's irrelevant to this.
I'll take the blame. Do not talk to him.
Let me read them out, just because, in case anyone doesn't know. These are apparently four. They're quoted separately, so I don't know for
Brian's
sure.
Hat shit. Yeah.
But they're like separate, basically. So it's you are the breeze in desert for me, my water and ocean, meant to be only together, tiger. Okay.
Literally, I'd be like, give me the death penalty. Do not submit these as evidence.
Trying to get your sentence increased to the death penalty.
Can we make this a capital case, and can I plead guilty?
No need for the jury. Do not worry about it. Put them on something else.
My bad. Yeah. I'll take this one.
I feel like with text, I don't know how it works. Definitely isn't like this. I feel like with how texts are and stuff like that, anytime if like text records are part of a court case, you should be able to go in and obviously not change anything that matters, but you should be able to like spiff them up, you know? Like,
like they this should wouldn't let you... be a problem if you text in complete sentences, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, a rash of other problems if it did that.
I think in general, you just want to avoid your, just try to avoid your text being subpoenaed. Don't put yourself in that situation, I guess, would be the,
This ladies is not legal advice, however. Yeah.
Getting Kath on the witness stand. Who is this Larry on the train?
Larry?
Going Larry, and the jury start...
Yeah, murmuring to each other. Larry. Yeah. Who's Larry?
There is no Larry. Order, order! Just pounding on the...
Yeah. Well, we've covered our usual sports and legal topics.
Yeah, let's Premier, see
the podcast of the Thinking Men. What a time to be alive.
It's us now.
It's us now. Our new slogan, it's us now. shall we get to some numbers?
Let's do it.
Number 5.
Shelby's really getting his money's worth out of that scream today. This story comes to us from Compact Prism in the Discord. If you want to submit stories, you can join our Discord and our Patreon at the $10 a month level and get access to the private Discord channels where you can submit stories like this one. Huge science news, folks. Apparently, I didn't realize this. Apparently, there's been like a long-term like quest to see humpback whales fuck. No one's ever seen it. Which to me means like we can't prove where they come from. We've never seen it. You know? We don't know.
Do you mean anatomically or, you know, in a greater sense?
I mean, maybe they just spawn. Like we don't, you know, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just, you know, it's all immaculate conception. Yeah.
They're coming out of like a hole on Christ the ocean whales. Floor that we have to close up. Yeah.
They're coming out of a trench. But yeah, so they finally saw humpback whales having sex. It was the first time they'd been observed having sex. Huge deal. However,
huge moment for creeps everywhere.
Huge moment for a very specific form of pervert. Got the Google alert finally came up, you know?
Yeah, one very specific slash on 4chan, finally. get what they needed.
A flurry of activity there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there, despite decades of research on humpback whales, they'd never seen this. They finally did. However, the jury's still out on where they come from because this was homosexual gay humpback whale sex. It was two male humpback whales fucking each other. So...
Homosexual gay humpback whales. That's like a tongue twister. It's hard to say that fast. It also sounded like...
They were off the coast of Hawaii, so like, you know, honeymoon, I guess. They were
having they just a got nice whale time. Married.
Sounds like a mob dad, like what he would say, like trying to be progressive. It's like, yeah, he told me he's a homosexual gay. So, like...
Have you seen that old, I think his name's John Roberts, the guy who does Linda Belcher's voice?
He's
a comedian. He used to do these videos of him as his mom. And there's one that my friends in college and I were obsessed with called My Son is Gay. And it's just this woman going through the emotional stages of accepting her son is gay by just going, "My son is gay. My son is gay." And then at the end, she finally she's like, "My son is gay. Hey, my son is gay." It's great. It's a work of art.
Top notch.
But that's who says he's a homosexual gay is that woman.
Yeah. It had like Detective Pikachu vibes to me. Homosexual humpback whale.
I don't know.
I feel like we're also skipping over the fact that they've never seen humpback whales fuck before, which is...
It's crazy to me,
Do they just do it real deep? Is that... Not, no pun intended.
Oh,
or whatever.
Brother. They do it real brother. Deep.
But, like, they just.
Oh, man, they're way down there. Are you just going to follow them around for you know, like
that
how
seems
long
like
you
what scientists are supposed to do. I mean, if I was a scientist and there was never any video of humpback whales fucking, I would follow one around. That's easy Nobel. They probably don't give a Nobel for this. The Nobel Prize for whales.
Yeah, I mean, it's you would get some funding, I bet. Again, from just a rich pervert who's like, I must have the footage.
To see it.
sending two external hard drives, one to the man who funded it and one to the scientific journals.
I don't want to get like too disgusting here or whatever, but like. They don't specify like what was being fucked. Like, whales don't have asses, so I don't know. I don't think so.
Some this stuff's got to come out.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if it's like an asshole.
Oh, God,
I mean, a rose by any other name. Like, it's if it's where
marine biologists just crashing the car right now.
I just feel like the reproductive system and waste system of other animals is like often not analogous to ours.
It's often not a closed system, though. It's often.
I'm not saying there's not anything.
Whales excrete plumes of liquid feces that are flocculent, which sounds like a made up word, in nature. All right, where it comes out. I don't know. I've never heard the word flocculent in my life. I googled, do whales shit?
Of course then, that's not what I'm asking. That's,
well, it's got to come out, though.
Yeah, but there's, like, cloacas. There's, oh, like, yeah, there's lots of other things that it's, could be
cloaca
happening.
Cloaca is an
here.
Asshole. It's just doing I double guess. Duty, you know?
I guess.
Whale poop is crucial to the ocean, apparently.
Was so. One of them putting its dick in the other, like, I feel like there are other options here, but...
I mean, it's. I
for
feel
some
like
reason,
it's
the Guardian
that.
Is not telling me specifically what happened.
Yeah, I would
they don't
guess.
Want
I
you mean, to know the truth.
There's, well, you know, there's obviously. I think the unspoken thing here, obviously, is the blowhole. But are humpbacks sure. are filter feeders?
I think they got baleen, so you probably can't.
So that crosses that out.
Give a BJ.
Yeah.
Wow, what a sad life they lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a curse.
Yeah, unless you got a real krill-sized donger.
All right. I'm weird, sorry
you're like you're like
I'm sorry
like,
I brought this up.
I find it weird Wait. That krill sized donger is your cutoff. You've got your the people are on the wrong podiums and the medals here, you know? You're like, do they get fucked in the ass? And then I'm like, krill sized donger, and you're like, let's not be gross on pod.
let's not be crude here.
Whoa.
Okay, so this is what they say about whale genitals in this article. The penises of male humpback whales are usually concealed in what is known as a genital slit to make it more streamlined while swimming. Makes sense.
Okay.
An unsheathed penis has only been witnessed a small number of times in the past, once while a whale was urinating. So doesn't come out all that much. Doesn't make an appearance.
Just yeah. a scientist like looking down at the whale next to him at the urinal. It's like, hey, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah. Also, apparently, one of the whales who was involved in this was very sick. So,
oh no, well,
yeah. So I don't know what that means, but
you know.
Anyway,
take your mind off of it. Whales do have anuses, according at least to Ars Technica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they would know.
They would know.
That is the top source of that information? They're like, what? Okay, yeah.
Well, I think it's the top source if you search, do whales have assholes? I think if you put in more scientific language, you might get
hold on, let me
sourcing.
Go on JSTOR and type that in and see what we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure to cite this correctly. Yeah. And then you get a thought catalog. Top 10 animals that don't have asses. Tune into the bonus. You know,
told you some of them don't.
They're still chugging along that site. That incredible. And this, media landscape, those archives have not just been unceremoniously taken down after some
taken out back. Yeah,
you know,
those are probably the archives that a lot of people wish had been taken out back compared to a lot of the ones that are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, but they
not
also
not a lot of clips being frantically saved from Thought Catalog. That's probably
yeah, I don't
true.
Think so.
Library of Congress downloading the Thought Catalog. I mean, I also don't know. I feel like it. I don't think Thought Catalog was one of those like medium style things where they were just like, this is just a blog with good design.
It was a real thing.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. Yeah, man. So congrats to the scientists who saw a whale dick in action. Hopefully one day we'll find out where humpback whale babies come from. Maybe they come from the homosexual gay whales. Maybe that's
clearly don't know a lot
made.
About it.
Yeah, I like the idea they'd be like, until we see it, we have no idea what's going on there. We can't they just have a little like they draw the whale and they do look in the anatomy and it's just like we have no idea. We haven't seen it. We got nothing. It's like just a little like pixelated situation down there.
It's a black box.
Yeah. I like this quote too. This
got
discovery challenge
lyrics thing from a CD from the
yep.
Yeah, it's just the Nirvana Nevermind cover with a whale penis visible. It was like the discovery challenges our preconceived notions about humpback whale behavior. So it's like, that's a, you know, standard thing to say, but it also suggests that no scientist had ever imagined the possibility of a gay whale, which is like...
Check emotions. Your prejudices at the door, scientists.
Yeah.
Open your minds.
Open your fucking mind. Yeah. Well...
Number four?
Good for them.
Happy for them.
Number four.
We're right back to Ars Technica for more. No, but it is
bing,
Ars Technica.
Bing, 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 bing. Number four, Eli.
Yeah.
What is Ars Technica?
You know, That's, I mean, it's usually more like tech stuff, which makes sense.
It's, but like, sounds it's like a tech say. Blog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're good. They're reliable. This is, I think we covered maybe the beginning of this, but it is finally really come into a head here. In that the government, a while ago, the government was getting involved in the McFlurry machine epidemic, the constantly broken McFlurry machines of fast food places, specifically McDonald's across the country. So they have finally, they've weighed in that the Federal Trade Commission and the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice are taking action to basically make, as far as I can tell, they're like, you have to release, you have to make public how to fix these machines. You cannot keep this proprietary information that is stopping people from being able to fix it, which is, I think, fascinating given like all the other right to repair stuff that goes on with like iPhones and stuff, that they're also like, and ice cream machines. Just let, show us how stuff works. You have to tell us how things work.
Information wants to be free.
Yeah. So yeah, this is and they've been doing a bunch of research on it as well. Like, you know, government sponsored stuff where they would just like have people try to fix them and see how difficult it is. So yeah, they've asked the U.S. Copyright Office. I don't know all of these words, but maybe Patty does, but maybe he doesn't. I don't want to put him on the spot. They've asked the Copyright Office to exempt commercial soft serve machines from the anti-circumvention rules of Section 1201 of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA, which I think just means
my ice cream machine has been copyright struck. Yeah. I got a DMCA takedown for my ice cream machine.
I've been forced to release my ice cream machine on GitHub to be.
Yeah, it's like a hacking statute. So, like, yeah, I mean, McDonald's could like sue you for hacking, basically, and they could bring criminal charges, depending, you know, if it was really, if they really wanted to trump things up, I guess. So, yeah,
I hacked this ice cream machine, and now it runs on diesel.
yeah, it's roll. My
I'm
ice cream
rolling
machine is coal
rolling in my coal. Ice cream machine.
Rolling soft serve covering a cyclist and vanilla ice cream. It sounds like from the descriptions and stuff, like that's like what you had, like the people were like, fix, you know, the joke is all just like, just fix it, why is it never, it's like, it sounds like you really did need, you had to bring in some guy with like a fucking Flipper Zero or whatever they are to like hack into the, you know, complicated software of the soft serve machine.
It's like when you're a kid and you go to one of your friends' houses for the first time and realize that like their parents are really rich. You're like, what does your dad do? And it's like, he fixes the ice cream machines at McDonald's. He's very in demand.
Yeah, he's the only man who knows how. He has the key. It's just a key that says fixed and broken, and he's the only one who has the key to go and turn it and let them make more ice cream. This is actually, and it's cool. So it's, they kind of did this on purpose too. This is partly by iFixit, which is like a well-known website for repair instructions on electronics and stuff. That they sort of made, they're using McDonald's ice cream machines as like a publicly relatable example to try to get greater right to repair laws passed, which is awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's the main one here, the one that's been targeted here, I guess this is the industry standard soft serve machine. I would love to know like the experience of fixing one of these, if anybody has tried and who listens. Taylor's C709 soft serve freezer, that's the main one they're targeting. It requires, they say, lengthy, finicky warm-up and cleaning cycles, produces obtuse error codes, and perhaps not coincidentally, costs $350 per 15 minutes of service to fix.
Jesus.
How do you even, like, $350, whatever, okay. Like, not whatever, but yeah. But for someone to inform you that they're billing you by the quarter hour, I would just be like, you leave, whatever you're doing.
$1,400 an hour. That is insane.
Yeah. So then somebody hacked, like you said, somebody hacked it. And built a Raspberry Pi device that would give you better diagnostics and insights on the ice cream, you know, situation in your machine. And they banned the device. They said you can't install this.
They should make Raspberry soft serve with it, just to keep on theme.
Raspberry soft serve.
Also, because that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be good.
What is your stance on soft serve? Pro.
I like soft serve.
Better than hard ice cream, worse than hard ice cream.
They're different. They're different vibes, you know? I also feel like regular ice cream has become better in a weird way. You know what I mean? It's not. I remember like the real ice.
I think
ice,
you might be right.
I feel like ice cream in my childhood is a lot more icy and like it's all. They're reaching a middle ground between like soft, slow churned and soft serve, where it's all like eminently scoopable stuff now. Soft serve is good until you get one of the like little chips or like, I used to think they're eggshells, but I don't know if they are. You know, you get one of those, just ruins the whole cone for you.
No? What?
No. What?
You don't ever get one of these?
You got like a fingernail?
You get like a hard piece in them. And then you're like, ah, it's like when you get a bad Clementine or a bad McNugget and you're like, ah, batches, bad
like,
batch.
I'm off these. Yeah. Like I'm out. Like I don't think I've ever had that happen with a soft serve. I gotta
like
say.
A piece of ice? Like, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to remember where I would get them, but yeah, you hit like a little thing.
It
feels like a little
grit.
Piece of eggshell. Yeah. Grit. It's probably a good idea to stop eating it in that case. Cause it probably is just like a machine that's never been cleaned.
Probably. Yeah. I will say, though, like, people are, like, freaking out about how eggs were getting really expensive. Like, my thing with inflation is ice cream is so expensive now. Like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. I feel like it's, like, $12 a pint now or something. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, in New York, I feel like there is a preponderance of, like, fancy ice cream brands. Like, if you go to a nicer grocery store, it's, like... just the sky's the limit with fancy ice cream brands. But even like a Ben and Jerry's is like $9 now.
Inflation. It's not just eggs.
it's necessities like Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's right. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's killing my paycheck. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like that's the one that I notice more than eggs.
And by inflation, you mean them raising prices on eggs, despite like everyone repeatedly researching it and being like, it doesn't seem like they're having that many issues with the eggs. It's mostly
they're just like, turns out people need eggs so we can charge more money for them.
My personal,
it went back down though. Eggs are like kind of normal price now, right?
Yeah, like not a fan, bucks. So they can do whatever they want. You know?
Not an egg guy.
Yeah, Chipotle is my inflation index of choice, and index is bad. Index is red, glowing red on the Chipotle inflation index. No good. You got a thing that you measure the economy by, Patty? A food stuff?
I'm trying to think. I mean, no, not really. I'm just like, okay. Like, that's kind of my, you know, like,
the droopy dog.
Expect to be gouged, whatever.
Yeah.
Gouge away.
Yeah. Get to it. Take me out.
I feel like I can't complain because there's a nice grocery store that is probably, I would say, 1 minute closer to my house than the not fancy grocery store. And I've never been to the not fancy grocery store. I'm always going to the one that is maybe 200 steps closer to my apartment. So, you know, I'm paying probably $75 more a month just because I don't want to walk 200 more steps. It's very cool.
I've paid more for a pack of toilet paper under duress than anyone should ever pay. You just go to your bodega and they're like, that's $20. And you're like, you know what you're doing. I like going to the food bazaar near me.
Save money by stealing pie off a windowsill.
Yeah.
This one hack.
My Huckleberry pie budget is way over this month. I like going to the food bazaar because it feels fun, you know?
I like the food bazaar. I wish there was one closer to me.
Yeah.
You're in an exotic marketplace. You're in a Kasbah.
Yeah. Looking at the Oikos yogurt. How far away from this must have come?
Just
the land of triple zeros. My.
Folded over burlap sacks just full of mysterious spices. Just big piles of spices.
Powder all the way from Chile. Incredible. Three
Chile
colors of peppercorns.
Powder.
My God.
Powdered Chile. Yeah.
The dirt of the country, I assume. I don't know. Just
a spicy country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the air, bottled air. I'm just tossing that into my pot.
That's Arrakis. It's so spicy there.
Yeah.
It's very hot. They don't talk about that with the spice. It is also like spicy.
They do have like kind of a joke in there that I think is that's the part of the joke of when Timothée Chalamet eats the food and they're like, too spicy for you. And I was like, oh, this is a joke because he's a weird little white boy. He's a little white man.
White boy think Iraq is food too spicy.
Yeah. No, it's good. And then it makes you hallucinate. Just like tame chili powder. Yeah.
Folks, if you're enjoying this episode, you might also enjoy our bonus episode this week on our Patreon at patreon.com/whatatimepod. I talk about how badly my internet wants me to lose weight with cool diet tips like grandma's secret berries.
Then we crack open the old mailbag and get into some serious questions from the listeners.
Including a live playing of New York City Subway Bingo and our thoughts on all the squares. Check it out.
Let's do number three.
Let's do it.
Number three.
Number three comes to us from NC Hammer 326. It's a story about the wonderful future that we're living in more and more every day. a company in Ohio is developing an app to, quote, act in lieu of in-car driver's ed. So it's going to be, I guess, instead of a weird guy you're not really comfortable spending 2 hours with, you get an iPad, and I'm sure you pay a lot more attention to iPad than the weird guy.
Yeah.
Nothing will teach you good driving habits like iPad in the car.
That's... Right.
Yeah, also, nothing will teach you good driving habits like a video game about driving. You know, one of those things where everyone drives good.
Really well. And the fun of the game is observing traffic laws. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe they would just why would you specify that it is in lieu of? Just be like, it's going to help.
Supplement.
Don't just be like, this is instead. Because then people are going to be like, well, this is.
Is it like in the car when you're driving or is it like a video game?
It's supposed to replace, so like some states have to take classes or you have to have.
Yeah,
hours.
I mean, in when I was learning, I think if you were over a certain age, you didn't have to. But when I was 16, like 15, 16, you know, going to get my license, I had to take classes and I had to sit in a car with a weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to go to a gas station and he would buy Moxie, the grossest soda ever made.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what driver's ed is. So they're saying instead of that, there's an iPad. What I'm wondering is it in the car when you're driving or are you doing this sitting somewhere, learning how to drive?
I believe doing this sitting somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like the right now the fight is over passing a law that will allow, like basically will codify the fact that some kind of app can be, I guess, I don't know if they're launching like a pilot program or something, but some kind of app can be part of the process because right now it's like not allowed at all. I don't know how it's not allowed, but I guess just like it's very strict on it has to be a person who has 60 hours of experience and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, if I remember right, I had like log hours, like my dad or like a guy had to like log them in. So like maybe that's it where they're like, this can't count as, which I would say is the completely correct way to look at it. I'd be like, yeah, this doesn't count.
From what I remember, you had a couple hours long sessions or hour or two in a classroom, and mine was like a state approved, but not like the, I think it was a private, you know, company or whatever. But and then you had to do road hours, and I think it was 8 hours total, in 2 hour sessions, and it was a guy who had his own control, you know, set of controls in the passenger seat, like and you would go run his errands with him. Yep. I think that's basically what. Right?
Get his Moxie, pick up his dry cleaning. Uh-huh. You know, all over the place.
Yeah, So you know, replace. Which also, I mean, should be said, is it kind of a joke?
That's like real
you're good
driving
for life.
You know, that's the kind of driving you're going to be doing. So I guess, you know, I don't know. And it's a rite of passage. You got a weird guy and you're stuck sitting next to this guy and, you know, he's like an authority. So you're nervous, but also like he's trying to have like a conversation or, just kind of grunting a lot. It's probably better with phones now because he's probably looking at phone now. So you don't have to feel any kind of pressure to, you know, be as sort of conversant. But
I mean, he's probably got to pay attention, though, because he's the only thing standing between you and, you know.
Sure.
Traffic death. Because he's got his own brake over there. He can, you know.
There's a driving school somewhere near us. I don't know where it is. And it's really annoying. I really wish it was not there. I wish it would get out of here.
You see him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine
middle of Manhattan
school.
Does not seem like a fun place for a driving school.
You go one trip around the block, takes 45 minutes. You hit two cyclists. Yeah.
You had to do it in the class with the guy. And then also you were supposed to go with like a parent or someone over a certain age. You were supposed to practice with them too. I feel like I had an okay time, but I feel like there were friends of mine where it was like, it like fucked up their relationship with their parents because it was like so frustrating, to like their parent would just get so frustrated teaching them how to drive. Surprisingly, it was not me, despite my not knowing my left from my right, which we discussed last week. That didn't happen to me, but I feel like it happened to some of my friends.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to be learning every time my dad or mom drive, it's already a problem. They just have different
fight?
They have different styles, you know, they have different disciplines of driving.
They fight with each other or do you fight with them when they're driving?
This is my patty buying inflation food. I just let it happen. I just give myself to the road. But you know,
this is there's a little bit of that tension in my family. I think the rest of my family does not like how my dad drives, and my dad insists on driving. Like, if we're all going somewhere, he's driving, and no one else likes that. But we've all just accepted it.
Yeah, my dad would be a horrible backseat driver if he could sit in the backseat, but he can't because of his foot. So that's he'll sit in the front, which gives him, you know, he's in within arm's reach of the wheel, which is good. He doesn't grab the wheel. He's not that
he's within arm's reach of the wheel.
Like, he never grabs the wheel, but you can tell he's like ready.
He's fighting it. Yeah, he's fighting the urge.
I just think it's so like, and it's looking through this, it's like what you said, where this is not on the road at all. And all the reasons they give just make it worse. Where this guy's like, it's not just any app. You won't have 10 apps to choose from a year from now. It's like, oh, okay. So it's a monopoly. And it's an app created by the government, which famously work well.
It's going to be DRIVR, driver. It's going to be somehow valued at $300 billion.
Yeah. I also want to see like the mean app store rating of every government app, because they have like, they all have like 1.2 and they don't work at all. Anything you have to download from the government. But yeah,
that's the thing. This app is going to get, it's going to have 1.5 stars. It's going to be total bullshit. And then they'll outsource the app development of the driver's ed app to a private company that will then be overvalued and then go bankrupt. That's my prediction.
You'll logging into my driving app, you know, with my Facebook login. It'll be cool. It'll be great. It's all part of the Meta family. Awesome stuff.
Won't there be people who like get really good at the government driving video game and then just like do your driving hours for you? You just pay them.
RMT or hiring cheaters from like, yeah. Discord servers for people. Yeah. And then the government shuts you down because your stats are too good. They're like, you're cheating. This is, you know, your KD is way too high. This isn't just not achievable on the app.
Why did they put in the option for cheat codes on the driver's ed app? They really fucked this up.
Made no sense.
Yeah. Turning God mode on. They're going crazy in the driver's ed. Yeah, but that's like...
You should be able to create a character in the driver's ed game.
Yeah.
You should get to like make your little guy. And then you can see his like cool hands, you know, on the wheel.
Just making my guy look like an absolute nightmare, as I do in every game. Just horrible green hands driving.
Scary long
guy.
Nails, long fingernails, hairy knuckles.
Yeah, I do like, I mean, I think it feels like they're also very clearly trying not to bring up the fact that this is basically a driving video game because of that history, but I still can't. Like, bringing in my log to show that Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal has given me 25 hours of driving experience where I blew everybody else up with a missile.
Did you see that video of the guy playing Grand Theft Auto with like the traffic speed turned up all the way?
Oh, is it just like everyone going crazy?
It's really funny. It's just him getting absolutely creamed every 5 seconds by a car going like 100 miles an hour into a wall. It's great. Dude. It's really
just
funny.
Just Frogger. Frogger part two.
Just getting Meet Joe Blacked.
Exactly.
MJB.
It's good. Right, I think John Cullen posted it. I think it was another comic who was like Twitch streaming it. It was really good.
Yeah. Man. So this, I mean, the scariest thing about this is that they probably have the power to just force this through. Just happen.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. Which, like, that sucks because, like, people who teach driver's ed, they can't do anything else. That's why they do that. Like, don't put them out of work. They're the weirdest people on earth. They can't hold regular jobs.
That's the interview to become a driver's ed teacher. How much laundry do you have? How much laundry? How many of your shirts do you get pressed regularly? Is that even a thing that people still do, getting their shirts pressed?
Driver's ed teachers do.
Yeah. Just getting everything dry cleaned.
I don't remember. I want to say the guy was Big John. I want to say that's who I had my driving hours with. That was his name. I don't know it's hard to imagine him doing something else.
It's just like, you know, we found a way for those people to contribute to society and we shouldn't take it away from them.
There's also like a presumption like that you have the same way you, like when you're a kid, you think teachers live at school. Like even though you're in driving school way older, I still was like, oh, this must be his car. It's like, it's not his car. He doesn't have both, like he doesn't have dual, you know, controls in his personal car. Like that's the driving school's car.
Patty, you're right. It's not his car. It's his house. Yeah, that's like, where he lives.
I was going to say, the percentage of driver's ed teachers who live in their car is probably higher than the percentage of teachers who live in school. I mean, it's one of those jobs where it's like, I feel like it's not challenging, but it is dangerous. That's what they're getting paid for. The listeners are very familiar with our various driver's ed teachers. Everyone knows Mr. Woods and his love for world music and sleeping on the highway. That was how I learned. Man,
we love that world music.
Can't get enough of that,
music
though.
From the world.
Okay, well, yeah, I know what I'm doing later. I'm going to go through the website of my driving school because I that obviously did not exist, at least to my knowledge, when I was 15. So I want to get all the information and the testimonials, more importantly.
Yeah, yeah, you're on.
I just did mine at like it was at the public school. I guess it was through the state or something. It was Saturday. It sucks.
Maybe you're on the notable alumni page of their Wikipedia, Patty.
Damn.
That
can
would
you
rule.
Imagine? Well, I will be now.
There are totally drivers that I feel like, because so the big one where I grew up is like everybody is like 1 degree away from Adam Sandler. Because you grew up in New Hampshire and it's small. So, like, everybody's like, oh, my football coach went to Temple with him or whatever. Yeah. There is totally a driver's ed teacher in New Hampshire who's like, I taught Adam Sandler how to drive. When that's their, like, elbowing their 15-year-old who's, like, stoned next to them in the car. I'm like, huh?
Adam Sandler? Basketball shorts getting caught in the motor, like Isadora Duncan ripping him off. Yeah.
Damn. Isadora Duncan reference.
You know, pulling it in. My mom brought her up a lot. I think that was a fear of hers. Scarf-based fear. Yeah. Just, it's in there like Robert Wadlow. Robert Wadlow, Isadora Duncan. These are my touchstones. These are our podcast touchstones now. Learn to drive.
Number two?
For real. Number two.
Let's do it.
Number two.
Number two, this story comes to us from Hamburger Hinderer in the Discord, who also, if I didn't say, that's where the ice cream machine story came from as well, if I forgot. But this story comes to us, this is something I think everybody has thought about, and so it's kind of interesting to find out what would happen if you did this. This is a story of a stowaway, which is a really generous description of what happened here. Though I guess accurate, just that word is not designed for modern life.
Unless you're in some kind of hold.
Yeah.
You're not a stowaway to me.
Access to hold has greatly decreased. So I think it's harder to stow away.
You don't see a lot of holds nowadays in general.
Yeah.
They cargo took them holds. Away.
Yeah. This is why, you know, wokeness. America, you know, took our jobs, took our holds. They're doing it all. So this is on a Delta Airlines flight. And what this is somebody, so this guy, he just took a photo of, I've always wondered if this would work. So it's incredible to know that it just does. He just took a photo of somebody else's boarding pass and then got on the plane with it. Like stowaway. Oh, you checked his ticket. Like it, he got on, you know,
so he just, it was them. Like the QR code or whatever. He had that and he was like, good to go.
Do we know if they got on too, or did they, or were they like rejected because he would, their code had already been scanned?
No, they both got on.
That's so troubling. That feels like should be a, that should be.
I guess you're not like, if you're the flight attendant checking people in, you're not looking at the names or whatever. You're just making sure it scans.
I mean, they do show the name. I feel like they do check, you know, but
it beeps on there, but they don't look at it. Like they don't. Yeah, you know, I don't think they'd recognize a repeat. You know, it goes. I mean, I guess you went through security already. So there's also, I was like looking at the, you know, everyone's like, oh, the TSA Instagram account is funny or whatever, and look at that and see stupid things people did. It's still like, even though they're like funny, it's like, man, I just didn't want to know this many people were trying to bring knives onto a plane. Like they're like,
yeah,
like, tip, don't put your switchblade in a can of peanut butter. And I'm like, okay, well, what was that guy gonna do? Like, did you find out?
Yeah, he didn't accidentally leave his switchblade in a can of peanut butter.
Yeah,
that's not how that got there.
Yeah, but so he got on, and here's the thing, they're like trumpeting this as they're like, what an idiot, oh, he got caught, of course, whatever. This is, I mean, the worst outcome of this, but he got, the only reason that I can see that like they even found out he wasn't supposed to be on there was just because it was a full flight and there was nowhere for him to sit, which is like, if one person had missed their flight, I think he would have been fine. And I think he would have just flown for free. Which is, I feel like they're probably purposely de-emphasizing here, but, also, it does say that he was spotted by a flight attendant trying to open an emergency equipment door, which doesn't help. I guess he was like...
You're pushing your luck at that point. Like, just fly for free and be normal. Don't be doing other stuff. If you're going to do other weird stuff, you got to buy a ticket for that.
Yeah.
You got to pay full price if you're going to do weird stuff on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, they still just thought he was looking for a bathroom. So it's like, I think that's interesting. He went to a bathroom and he hid while people were boarding.
Sure.
And then... I guess because, which is a good idea, because you don't want to have someone be like, oh, you're on my seat, and the flight attendant be like, oh, let me see your ticket.
Right.
It's, dude, this is a good plan. Like, I'm not saying do it. Don't do it. It's bad.
Do but this, like, says Eli Uden.
You board, you go to the bathroom, and you go, okay, what's an empty seat? You go sit in. I think you're fucking fine. Like,
I think you might be fine. What I want to know with this scanning thing is, because I'm always like, it's irrational, but I always have this fear that I'm getting on the wrong flight. Like, I'm always like, Is it? Are we really going where I think I'm going? Yeah. And I always was like, well, if I'm getting on the wrong flight, it'll like beep at me. It'll tell me when they scan the thing, it won't work.
No go.
But now I'm wondering, maybe it will. Maybe they're just like, this sure is a airplane ticket, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it all works. Just get on. So he got on. It was only because, there's nowhere for him to sit. Then they're like, what's your seat? And he's boned at that point. So he just made one up. And
you got to
like,
get there real early. Although I guess you're really just betting on your person not showing, right? Because
That's why I think he did bathroom thing.
Yeah.
He's like, we just try to wait and see what was open. And I think he just got unlucky because it was actually a full flight. But maybe this is why they overbook all of them to prevent this. So he got on, and I kind of feel, because he said what it was he was trying to get home to Florida, and he's been trying to travel there, and his flights were both, two flights he tried to get on were overbooked. So like, it's your fault, dude. You kind of owe him. You should just let him fly. Like,
yeah,
you told him, you've been trying to get him home for 2 days.
Here's what I'm wondering. If he, say he did this, and then they were like, the flight's overbooked, we'll give you, you know, several hundred dollars or whatever to go on a different flight. Could he have gotten that? Like, he's like, oh, I guess I won't come. And then they scan your ticket and then.
Probably not. Yeah.
Skedaddles.
So here I got some additional information coming in. Okay. So it did beep to, what he did was the boarding pass he used was of a small child that was flying alone, which okay. seems risky.
How did he?
Yeah, really good person to fuck over and cause confusion about. That's gonna
really
be
good
great.
Person to also like surreptitiously be approaching. Also, like
standing yeah. behind.
Hey, can I see your ticket?
Taken.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. little buddy.
Yeah. Though that would work too to be like, cool ticket. Let me see. Just screenshotting it,
cool
texting
ticket.
It to yourself. Yeah. So he got on first. And then the young child traveling alone, their ticket didn't go. And then, I mean, yeah, what are you going to, the gate agent's like, what are you going to be like?
This was a little
home?
Shelby. Shelby yeah. talked about how he used to do this. Yeah. He'd fly with the like plastic bag full of documents around his neck that they give you when you're a little kid traveling by yourself.
Shelby's traveling around like the chosen one. It's just, they're putting him between two U.S. Marshals.
That I feel like that's yeah. another job that's kind of like driver's ed.
That's kind of what?
That's kind of like being a driver's ed teacher is guy who flies across the country with an unaccompanied minor.
Oh, yeah.
It's like their job.
No, but I mean, we sat with one once when my family was flying and they just were like, hey, we'll give you free ice cream and drinks if this is like kind of your kid for the rest of the flight. And like, all right. So you can't like, when the kid's ticket beeps wrong, you can't be like, go to the desk.
Sir?
It's like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, go check your, open your Neopets email account and make sure all the documents are right. Also, I have not said this before. I looked this up because it was from a website I'm not familiar with. And I was like, is this just one of those like truly impenetrable pieces of bad satire? And a big part of that was this guy's real name, which is like, I would have stopped this guy more likely for him trying to board with his actual name, which is, let me find the full thing here.
Osama bin Laden.
John Plane Crasher. Pilot yeah. Killer.
Yeah. Pilot Killer.
Not a good name.
Hi, my name is Fred Bombin' Luggage. I can't wait to get on this plane. You know, introduce yourself to the people at the gate, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you make you make the collect call to book your ticket. Fred Bombin' Luggage. with CIL.
Calling Delta Collect to book my ticket. The way it's done.
That would be so funny to call a travel agent or like the Delta desk with the call and you're like, Florida, March 34th. Like, like really fast. March 34th. Clear
March
what part
34th.
Of that sentence I put more brain effort into. Okay, so this guy's real name is it seems like it should be Wyclef, but it's not spelled like that. Wyclef Yves Fluorizard. W-I-C-L-I-F-F. Yves, as in Yves Saint Laurent. Y-V-E-S. Last name Fluorizard, as in Charizard, but Fluorizard. F-L-E-U-R-I-Z-A-R-D.
I was
going to
say, he sounds like a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
So wow.
Like I bet they did like two, because they were like... Okay,
you ask this guy, you're like, what nationality is that? And he's like, fictional.
Kanto. Pokemon country. Oh, me? I'm from Pallet Town. My name is Charizard. Let me on your plane. But, like, that's got to be worse, too, because they're like, okay, you're not supposed to be on this plane. Can we see your real ID? And he gives them something that says Wyclef Yves Fluorizard. And they're like, you are going to the box. You're going, buddy, you're going to the raft. It is over for you. And then the other thing here was he wasn't supposed to be flying Delta, but that he says that was an honest mistake, which is great. He was like, well, I didn't realize it was Delta. I was supposed to fly Southwest.
That's not a very honest mistake. It's made very clear what airline yeah. you're getting, what flight you're getting on, I feel like, frequently. But yeah, whatever.
Well, Southwest would have been even easier because they don't have seat reservations on Southwest. He really could have pulled this off.
Yeah, Southwest would be the one to do this on.
He's done this before, I feel like. I feel like he's gotten away with this.
He's gotten away with it before.
What you do is you incapacitate the person whose flight you're, you know, and then they don't get on and you're fine. Yeah. So you just knock them out in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You knock them out.
You do a
crime.
And
then you put on their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then you go.
Use a non-lethal takedown. It's like when we played Hitman, you put him in a dumpster.
Right. Right.
Here's the first thing you do. You hide behind a bush. Hopefully there's a bush somewhere. And then
you throw a fire extinguisher at their head and knock them out non-fatally. Yeah, it's good. You're just dressed as a waiter for no reason. They're like, what? Why are you? Yeah. But no, this guy, so, well, bad news, he's facing a maximum sentence of 5 years in jail. Which, yeah, don't fuck around with planes,
I mean,
I guess.
Exactly. Messing with the, that's one of the ones where everyone involved is like, yeah, you know, he kind of, you know, we're going to be in a big tube in the sky. You know, you got to.
We don't fuck around with planes anymore. You can't be doing nonsense up there. Try this on Amtrak. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be good. It'll be all right. They'll just be like, whatever. They don't care. I like that they still wear those hats on Amtrak. That's a big part of it for me, I think. The classic train hat. Yeah.
It's nice.
Good stuff. Amtrak, why are you not better? You could be so good. That's their new slogan.
You could be so good.
Amtrak, it could be so good.
And it's still pretty okay, I think. That's my
It's still good.
We live in like the one sliver of the country where it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It should be like that all over the place. And we should, it should be better for us because we live in the, you know, of course, the center of the entire universe.
Yeah. And give
my
the
friend
Northeast...
in, who lives in New Mexico is talking about how New Yorkers are the biggest bitches on earth about time zones because we just assume that everything is happening revolving around us and like don't understand that other people live in other time zones. Like when she has to meet with people, and I was like, that tracks with how people act here.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, Eastern, pretty good time zone, so maybe they should get with it.
They should maybe give that a try.
Yeah, it sounds like some central time zone complaining. So, you know, enjoy your Nicktoons an hour earlier or later or whatever the fuck that was. But I don't know. This man, very, very Icarus sort of attempt here. He'll never tell us. If you can send us like a telegram or something telling us how many flights you took for free. Because I know you fucking did.
Call us collect from prison and tell us.
Yeah. Send us a proton mail. Let us know.
Number one.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
This story comes to us from Colette in the Discord, who I believe Eli said joined to submit this story. So congratulations, Colette. This is a good one.
Also, thank
story
you.
Story happened in...
Yeah.
Hmm?
Also, thank you.
The story comes to us from Baltimore. Baltimore has had the same chief health officer for 18 years, which I guess that makes sense. When I was reading about this, I was like, I feel like that's an elected position, but of course it's not. That's not something voters know anything about.
Nobody's getting sick. State. What's the problem? Everybody's healthy.
So.
Yeah, no major health events over in the recent years.
Over the last 18 years. Nope. Everything's been fine. Stick with what you got.
Boring job they got. Definitely wasn't making a lot of press conference appearances.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's so crazy is like, I bet this guy, he got over that hump and was like, well, I'm in for life now. Like, I weathered that storm.
Yeah.
They're never going to get rid of me. Like, you know, when I was under the most intense scrutiny, I weathered the storm and I got out. But that is not true because he lost his job recently. Early March, he lost his job. Story's from March 19th. It's from Baltimore Brew, which local bar? Don't know. With a blog? Bar with a blog.
That's probably it.
Most likely, yeah. This is probably a bars newspaper.
A lot of bars have blogs.
That'd be a fun gimmick if you go into a bar and it has its own fake newspaper. That'd
it's
be
all
fun.
Misspelled, yeah. It seems like a Sunny thing where they try to launch their own newspaper. Charlie it writes it.
There would be like a Citizen Kane like parody storyline where one of the Always Sunny people launches their own newspaper.
Max screaming about fake news. The episode's already kind of congealing. It may have already aired. There's been enough episodes that,
they've done every possible thing because that show's been on the air for like 20 years. Very good. Very good show. This guy, he was a health inspector for, or health officer for 18 years. but he was recently discovered. Apparently, this has been going on for years and years, but it reached a tipping point where this guy was spending all of his time on the clock devoting his time to quote-unquote theatrical pursuits. So I'm just imagining like a Waiting for Guffman type deal. He was like a big local theater guy. He was in a choir. What else did he do?
By the way.
Yeah, he...
Oh, sorry. By the way, go ahead. I just saw this. In 2022, he earned an award for the Baltimore's implementation of the COVID vaccine rollout. So, like...
Wow.
Or he is... Like, let him fucking cook, dude. Like... yeah.
It sounds like he was, like, doing good work from... yeah, what it says. Like, he raised a bunch of money for, like, a nonprofit. Like, he seemed like a cool guy. He just loved theater, too. He was the director of the John Hopkins School of Medicine's choir, which, where do any of those people find the time? Not only the health inspector. It's like, yeah. Shouldn't you all be learning how to be doctors? Come on.
Yeah, and it's Johns Hopkins. That's where, like, they're like, they got, you know, you got a real weird thing. That's where you go.
That's your Ben Carson's, right?
Well, OG Ben Carson, not, yeah, the... When he did the conjoined twin surgery, I don't think they take credit for it. I think they probably don't love him as an alum as much as they used to.
Yeah, his early stuff, not his later stuff.
Yeah, they filed that away with like their use of Henrietta Lacks' genome, where they're like, man, we're just good at medicine. Let's not talk about how we got good at medicine. Let's leave that.
I think that Henrietta Lacks' family just like finally got money.
Yeah.
I think, mm-hmm. I think they like just won a lawsuit.
So. Yeah. Just takes
up for them.
Just takes a book and a movie.
Right.
And a couple
and
more
like
years.
And like 50 years of research about this horrible injustice that happened to their relative. Yeah. But yeah, so he says, he's like, he basically says this is fake news. He's like, I was doing my job. I just had hobbies. God forbid I have hobbies. Yeah. But they're saying he was doing all this on the clock. So, yeah, man.
Everybody's doing shit on the clock, though. I'm like on this guy's side, man. Like, it doesn't seem like he did a bad job. He's just like, you know, he's sending out some casting. He's doing self tapes in the bathroom once in a while. Let him fucking cook, man.
It is interesting because it doesn't seem like it was a secret. So it's like, what built the political pressure that they had to finally do something? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thing, the article says it reached a tipping point. But there are all of these like screen caps of him talking about his theater stuff going back to like 2016. There's what he says to all my family and friends who are thespians out there. I'm directing another show, Stella Adams, Heavy as the Rain. It is a drama about childhood trauma and how it affects the life of not only the child, but the adult. Come out and audition. Looking for actors ages 7 to 70 plus. So like,
dude,
he's involving the community.
Yeah, dude, I retract this if some shit comes out. But other than that, he sounds like a fucking pillar of the community. What are you doing? He runs community theater about trauma and is a... By all accounts, as far as I can tell, like a very effective health official. What the fuck, man?
Why I feel this? Like because I used to work. I used to work at a public university, and like, so I worked for the state. I was like a state employee, and like if you're a public employee, like all of your salary information is public and stuff. Mm. And I feel like this is one of those things where like, if you work for the state, they can't be like. Look, if you get your job done, we don't care what you do. Like, they have to be like, you have to be there for X amount of hours because we're paying you with taxpayer money. And they get like really persnickety about it. So it's like, I feel like I don't work a public job anymore. And now I do basically the same job as I had before. But now it's like, if I don't have anything to do, I'm not working. You know what I mean? But like, you can't do that when you're getting tax money.
Kath is works for a private company. She's a private dog catcher now. She worked for the city before.
I'm a driver's ed teacher, actually.
I work for Reverse Wag as a dog catcher. Catch dogs freelance.
I walk around with one of those big nets and I get confounded constantly.
Yeah. I'm constantly falling over.
They should make the animal control people have those big nets. You'd be like, you got to do it, but only with the big nets. If you can't do it with the big nets, that animal gets to be free.
I think they bring the big net if you got the right thing, you got the right animal for it. They still got
the
nets, right?
What's the net animal?
Bat, raccoon? Probably.
Bat.
You know, calling the animal control for pigeons in New York City. There's a pigeon.
You
gotta
grab it. You gotta grab it.
Come get it.
That's like, I told you guys about when I saw the sick rat, right? And I was like really bummed out about it and upset. And then I was like, there's nothing you can do about that. Like,
yeah, what are you?
You can't call someone when you see a sick rat. That's
he had a little like hot water bottle on his head.
Yeah.
Thermometer
in
there.
Yeah, he was on crutches.
Oh, wow. Both. Okay, so injured. Okay, he was hurt and sick.
Yeah.
He's on crutches. He's crawling towards the third rail. Come quick.
He's got a neck brace on. He's actually going to rat court.
Yeah. Oh, rat court.
He was just out on the sidewalk and he was clearly sick. And I was like, it was during the pandemic. So I was like, not in the best mental space. And I was like, it really upset me. And I was
someone's
like,
got to help this rat. He's sick. It's like, lady.
Zoom out.
Anyone else sick right now? That might
calling.
Yeah. Also,
calling
311
at the height of COVID because I saw a rat that was sick. They sent someone out, a SWAT team, to kill me.
Yeah. Also, I'd just like to say rat court obviously occurs inside of a little hole at the base of the judge's podium. You
That's
know,
correct.
Stand.
Yes.
It's inside
obviously.
There.
Obviously.
They have rat court. Yeah. I mean, this guy was making a tidy sum. I'll say that. But then also, this is more for my... I'm building a case in my head. That he was the highest paid county employee. Maybe trying to thin their payroll.
Follow the money.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get somebody with less seniority in there, pay him a little less, save that dough.
I mean, was there a new mayor elected or something where somebody's like, hey, wait a minute, we're doing, what does this guy do? Get out of here. Enough. You know, like, or was he, yeah. Did these guys serve at the pleasure of the mayor? I guess probably not. That's not good for continuity.
They serve bring at the him consternation grapes. Of the
they
mayor.
They serve at the pleasure of the mayor. yeah. I mean, I also think he'll probably be okay because he's a doctor, but,
sure.
Yeah. He's been banking 400 G's for the past 20 years or whatever. I'm sure he wasn't making that much when he started, but you know,
but
he's
putting that all into the theater, into their beautiful
to
props.
The community theater.
God,
it's a beautiful story.
This is like something that would happen in Gotham in my head. Like, this guy out of here.
He was ousted by the Joker. That's who reported him.
Yeah. Yeah, they're suspicious.
He wasn't
new
theatrical
health inspector.
Enough.
Suspicious new health inspector takes it. Yeah, I mean, dude, yeah, what the fuck is...
You went to one of his plays and he hit everyone with the Joker venom. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm. he's a free agent. Some other city should pick this guy up. Be like, you want to come support our local performing arts and perform an effective rollout of the COVID vaccine? Come on down, dude.
We don't have it
Come
yet.
Come on down.
We haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
He goes to the last place where they haven't done
Which
it yet.
Which American city has not done any kind of role? We don't have it yet. It's not yet. We're still waiting.
There's probably one somewhere.
Yeah. It's just Flint
There
again.
Are definitely like, towns in America where no one got the COVID vaccine.
Oh, I don't doubt that. That's for sure. But major city, it seems hard to imagine just from a public health
it's
perspective.
Yeah. But this guy, come on the pod. Spill the juice.
We love you, man.
Give
us
that
hot
milk, guy. What's the gossip? Spill the hot milk.
Horrible.
Well, should we do plugs?
Yeah.
Become a subscriber at patreon.com/whatatimepod for weekly bonus episodes and much more. And head to whatatimepod.com/links for our merch store, Discord, and more. Follow Patty, Kath, and Eli on Twitter and Instagram at Patty Mo, at Kath Barbadoro, and at Eli Uden. And check out Kath's other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters, wherever you get your podcasts. Here's where you can see us doing stand-up this week.
Nowhere.
It's not this week, but April 5th, paid protest. We got a big one this month. We're doing the roast of Eric Adams. It should be very fun. It's a fundraiser for the citywide budget campaign from New York City DSA. We have a really good lineup for it. And it should be cool. So April 5th, 7:30 at Silo. Tickets are on sale now. If you go to the link tree in my social media bio, you can get a ticket. We'll also have them at the door. I think that's all I have. Oh, I'm like kind of off Twitter. I'm on Blue Sky now. So if you're on there, you can follow me.
Yeah, I'm on Blue. We're all on Blue Sky. Blue Sky's pretty good now. That's my take.
Yeah.
Unless something happened, in which case I take it all back.
Disregard. We're recording this a little early, so maybe Blue Sky will be worse by then.
Yeah. This is Thursday. It's Thursday now.
Yeah.
It's us now. And it's also Thursday.
It's us now.
Uh-huh. It's us now.